and it's all just 5 minutes from downtown. For more information, visit WWTRaceway.com or call 618-215-8888.
Every great success story starts with one brave decision. And if you're one of the millions of Americans with college credit but no degree, one brave decision is all that stands between you and the future you want. At Maryville University, we know returning to college takes courage, but your decision isn't really about going back to school. It's about moving forward. And we'll be with you every step of the way. Let's be brave together. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
You can't get any more local than Appliance Discounters. My sister and I were born and raised right here in the Lou. We know how important it is to shop local.
At Appliance Discounters, we make it easy to shop local. We offer a great selection, which includes a creative line of GE Cafe appliances, a knowledgeable sales staff, and most importantly,
the lowest prices every day, along with cash rebates up to $2,000 on select GE Cafe packages.
So check out the amazing GE Cafe appliance line at your locally owned, proud to be St. Louis grown Appliance Discounters.
What do annuals, perennials, vegetables, hanging baskets, and potted plants all have in common? They can all be found at locally owned St. Louis staple, the Franklin Group, located at 8925 Manchester Road, right between Brentwood and McKnight Road. Not only are they the freshest and prettiest in the area, everything is locally grown right here in Missouri. Why deal with all the problems of the big box stores when the Franklin Group has similar inventory at half the price of their competitors? Now, I'm not going to mention names, but if a local independent businessman gave you the better product for less money, isn't that where you want to spend your hard-earned cash? Remember, for flowers, shrubs, or plants, it's the Franklin Group on Manchester Road, right between Brentwood and McKnight. Open at 8 a.m. 7 days a week, or you can call 314-422-7056. That's 314-422-7056, and ask for the owner, Jack Cusimano, and be sure to tell him that 590 The Fan sent you.
Rosalita's Cantina is St. Louis's go-to Tex-Mex. Rosalita's offers a full menu of both food and drinks. Try their signature tableside guacamole made right in front of you or piled high nachos. They have a full array of classic Mexican dishes and even more modern specialties, including their Cadillac fajitas. The house margaritas are the best in town, and the specialty margaritas will have you coming back time and time again. Visit Rosalita's Cantina at two convenient locations, downtown on Washington Avenue or on Manchester Road just west of 270.
The duet I did with the late, great Kate Smith. Hope you enjoyed it. It's Playhouse time.
Vineyard's Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Break opinions on the air.
So join his partners and hear.
You're so animus.
Ah, see? You have to be listening to know what that was. Ah, you have to go back now to the podcast to catch the first part of the show. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the June 15th edition of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by Bertarelli. Bertarelli Cutlery and More. The More is paper products, personal protective equipment, office paper. We'll talk more. And it's fresh in my mind because Bill Cleveland and I were there for a couple hours today shooting another Meet the Sponsors video. This one was easy because there's so much to see. We'll talk after this.
Hey!
Oh, look who's running the control board. The man who spent 19 years in Great Britain, where I don't think I remember to mention last week, but Prince Philip turned 99 last week. That guy.
I know, right?
Ooh, and she's, Elizabeth, 95?
I think 94, 95. Getting up there.
Maybe by just being over there, some of it by osmosis will have gotten into your system and you'll live a long, long time. I might add that 10 of those years, this guy lived in Birmingham, England, where his daddy still lives today. Trevor Limestone, Limey Phillips. Say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone.
All right. I know he's... Well, I know he's in town. I was with him earlier today. And since he was in town anyway, why bother? It was getting late in the afternoon. Might as well come in and not go northbound or southbound or westbound or... Bill Clavlin, say hello to everybody.
Hello to everybody. Hey, Smokey and the Bandit was on yesterday.
Yep.
On one of the channels. I can't remember.
Break it to the Bandit.
Yeah.
For people, we have a, and there's no way to know this, but we have a big monitor. It's actually a nice-sized TV, and for the last hour or so, Andy Griffith has been on.
Yeah.
Oh. I love that show.
Yes.
It's a great, I don't know, representation of a simpler time.
I think they're going to cancel it because it has to do with the sheriff and his deputy.
Oh, that's right. And it's a sheriff being nice to people.
Yeah.
We can't have that. No. Get rid of that show. Behind the coronavirus-proof glass, Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hello to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to First Community Credit Union. They are the largest credit union in the St. Louis area with over 40 locations in Missouri and Illinois, including some Walmart locations. They have great rates on car loans, great rates on home loans, and you can still get information on the CARES Act loan for your business.
Now First you community. Sound very deliberate.
I
slow.
Wanted to make sure I got the S in there.
Ah.
The CARES Act.
Well, loans better to be slower and perfect. Yeah. Then run through it and make mistakes.
Yes. Okay. First Community Credit Union is a great place for all of your banking needs. And to find out more, go to
FirstCommunity.com.
Hello, everybody, and hello, Martha, our 84-year-old listener.
That's right. Thanks for staying with us all these years, Martha.
Hi, Governor.
Guy used to have a whole bunch of jobs, but his 38th job was newsman for this show, and he's also something else. Something that has nothing to do with this place. He's a private investigator. Tim Woodburn, say hello to your sponsor.
Hello and thank you to the law office of Scott Sherman. Scott appears on the Large Morning Show in the afternoon every Thursday in the 4 o'clock hour to offer callers free legal advice, and he co-hosts The Yard Sale with Dan Strauss every Saturday morning from 7 to 9 a.m. here on 590 The Fan. If you or a loved one ever took Zantac and developed cancer, Scott would love to speak with you. The popular heartburn medication has been recalled, and to protect your right for compensation, you must not delay. Scott is ready to help. Join with thousands of former Zantac users who are seeking justice by emailing lawofficeofscottsherman@gmail.com. That's lawofficeofscottsherman@gmail.com.
All right, Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. And Rat Boy? Boy, it's a good thing Rat Boy wasn't with us earlier today when Bill and I were on the hill, because right across the street, not directly across, but to the side, go to the corner, step across to the next corner, and I don't even know the name of the place. I went in there to get a Diet Dr. Pepper. And it's like a deli. Rat Boy, you'd have lost your mind. They had a giant case, cooler, of these big wheels of all kinds of... You know what? Yeah, that's right. A bunch of cheese. And, man, it looks so good. If I had more time, I'd have said, slice me a big chunk of this one and this one and this one. Rat Boy would have been in heaven. The only thing missing... And the only thing missing from a lot of stores, and I think it would bring in more customers, pipe in some great polka music. I think everybody would agree. But don't pipe in just any polka music. If you're going to do it, make sure it's played by these guys, Bruce Limprecht and the All Boys Orchestra. Yeah. We are brought to you by Bertarelli. Bertarelli, cutlery and more. The more... paper products. I want to thank the listener who corrected me. I've been saying
PPE, personal protection equipment. No, it's personal protective equipment. He's right. I was messing that up. I like to do it right. So thank you. I should have made a note of your name.
And I wore my mask that I bought from Bertarelli. I bought a box of masks.
Max, you almost said Max. Yeah, I know.
A box of masks to go to the doctor today.
Well, wait till you see the video Bill shot today when it gets put together for our Meet the Sponsors here. I'm wearing the plastic face full shield and a mask and the gloves and a behind plexiglass because they sell all that.
Cool.
All that and more. And the, germicidal spray and gel. And you'll get to actually see the warehouse where they keep a surplus of this stuff. You say, well, they got into that because of COVID. No. They got into that 5 years ago, long before we ever heard of COVID or Corona. They decided to go into a business that, pandemic or no pandemic, there's a tremendous need for these products because there are people who every day have to put this stuff on, gloves and masks and shields. Think about it. Hospitals, people who work in certain kinds of laboratories, people who work in, think of painters, like in they call it like a paint booth where they paint cars and it has to be almost sterile and you don't want to breathe in any particles. So there are always people who need these products and sometimes they have a hard time finding them or getting them at the right price or in a big enough quantity. Well, you won't have a problem if you know the name Bertarelli because they have plenty of that stuff. And, of course, they're in the knife sharpening business and any other things that need to be sharpened. On the video, you will get to see what it looks like when somebody sharpens a knife professionally and the four stages. They explain that to you, that you go through. I took some stuff from home, had it sharpened, and while I was there, and you'll see this on the video, my wife is going to flip because we have an understanding we have for years. We don't do birthday presents or anniversary presents or Christmas presents. We just don't, which is why this is going to be even more of a surprise when I show up tonight with her brand new potato peeler.
Whoa.
That's right. From Bertarelli.
Oh, man.
Bought her a new, and I'm going to tell her, hey, it's not just for potatoes. You can peel carrots with it. Mm. She's going to flip.
Wow.
I thought we weren't doing anything for our anniversary. Nothing is too good for her.
Mm-hmm.
New potato peeler. I took one in to get it sharpened. I told him to throw it away. After I saw the new one, didn't even need it. And wow. I got something for my grandson, too, there, which is another thing I want to make sure you understand. They've got a wonderful retail shop on Marconi. Bertarelli does. When you walk in, you'll see all kinds. Father's Day is Sunday. Go in there and get Daddy something from Bertarelli. You'll find something in for maybe Dad's a cook, a chef. Knock yourself out. They got all kinds of, not just knives. You'll see.
Mixers.
Yeah. Oh, well, I've never really talked about that. They have a massive collection of totally refurbished commercial mixers and meat slicers. You know when you go to the butcher shop and they slice the roast beef?
Oh, yeah.
They sell those totally refurbished. Save a lot of money if you have a commercial kitchen over the what you pay for a new one. And they're like brand new, completely refurbished. You'll see that in the video. You'll see a giant almost wall of boxes that are filled with knives ready to be sent back to the 1,300 restaurants that they sharpen knives for. And the names of the restaurants are on the boxes. Very impressive. This was an easy one to shoot because there's just so much to see at Bertarelli. Bertarelli Cutlery and more. All your PPE, personal protective equipment needs are there, as you'll see in the video. So no excuses. Don't have to wait for somebody to ship it. The shipment's late. We don't have our mask. What shipment? Just do business locally. Bertarelli Cutlery and more. Yes, of course they have a website. BertarelliCo.com. Of course, you don't know how to spell it. I don't expect you to. Go to Facebook.com/AM in the PM. where the video will show up here in 3 or 4 days, probably. But for now, you go there to get the link to their website or to francopinion.com. Bertarelli on Marconi on the Hill.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ohio.
Bill Clavlin is here, courtesy of Window World. And I forgot it earlier, but I don't want to forget it now. I need to tell you folks, Window World is looking for installers, experienced window and siding installers. If that's you and you want to work for a great company, you need to go to the Window World website, windowworldstlouis.com. Check into this, because I would imagine this is a pretty good place to work, from what I can tell. Again, window and siding experienced installers. Window World is looking for you. Give it up, if you would, please, for Bill Clevelin. Bill, you'd never been into Bertarelli, had you?
Today was my first time. Yeah.
It's just a neat place. A neat family, and it's really impressive. And how about they sharpened a couple of like meat cleavers or something, big knives that butchers use. Man, the sparks were flying. It looked like a welder or something. Some of that stuff really creates some spark. And the four stage thing, honing. Mm-hmm. The last stage is honing the knife. I'm not even sure what that really means, but it works. So what are we doing today, or where are we going today?
Well, yesterday, except at the Clevelin House, it was Flag Day. It was Father's Day at the Clevelin House yesterday, because I made a mistake and thought yesterday was Father's Day.
Bill took his dad a Father's Day gift yesterday. Now you got to get him another.
Idiot.
A week or so ago, I guess it was exactly a week ago, I said, what do you want to do on Sunday? And he just kind of looked at me and said, well, I don't know, whatever. And so he didn't think anything of it. And I said, oh, let's barbecue. We can do... And he just said, oh, okay. So I showed up yesterday afternoon. I got a gift and a card. And he goes, what's this
Idiot.
For? I said, what do you mean, what's
my
it for?
My dumb
Father's
son.
Father's Day. Yeah.
Well, he'd be embarrassed.
Our neighbor did the
son.
Same thing. She was telling us that she was getting ready
she
to go.
She was calling
over.
You.
Yeah, she was telling us. I'm having issues this morning.
You are.
Or
you okay?
This afternoon.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, yeah.
Wherever
you're
the hell
having
we are. Issues. You don't even know what time of day.
You smell burning toast.
I went to the doctor today. And
what that means.
Well,
they say sometimes people like have a brain tumor, they think they smell burning
smell toast.
Yeah.
No, that's a
stroke, I think.
I found out, I went to the orthopedic doctor today, found out I have frozen shoulder.
I've heard of this.
Yeah. And
it's not something you get in the winter, obviously.
No.
It means something else.
But I have to...
thaw it out. It'll be okay.
Yeah, I have to have an MRI well done, to make Bill. Sure I didn't tear my rotator cuff.
Are you finished? I'd like to start
my wife has my wife has a partially torn rotator cuff. That's why she got the stem cell injections.
Oh.
Part of the reason. So good luck with that.
Yeah, good luck. So yesterday was Flag Day, so if you were lucky to, actually, this would have been the clue, in my neighborhood, people are flags everywhere, and I should have put two and two together, and sadly, I did not. So we'll talk a little bit about the flag, Stars and Stripes. Congress adopted the Stars and Stripes as the American flag on June 14th, 1777. The original flag, 13 stripes and 13 stars, of course, for the original 13 colonies. The flag that we have now, 50 stars, 13 stripes, was designed in 1958 by a 17-year-old high school student. He
what
won
year?
A contest in 1958. Wow. That's the current
I thought it was way flag. Before that.
Current flag that we have.
When did Hawaii become a state? Wasn't
That would have been the last one. Yeah, because it was Alaska and Hawaii.
But the question was when.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He had a research. He's on it.
I could be wrong about that.
He's 59.
The original Star Spangled Banner is actually, it's at the Smithsonian. It's at the American History Museum. And you can go and you can see it.
I've seen it.
Yeah, the lights are really, really low. They barely have it illuminated.
Yeah.
And you walk in and you can see it. And that was the one that was at Fort McHenry.
Where the bombs were bursting
that's
in
right.
air.
Star Spangled Banner was written on the right there. Red, white, and blue. So the colors, they have specific meaning. So red symbolizes hardiness and valor.
Now, see, I thought it was bloodshed in battle. I did.
White symbolizes purity and innocence, and blue represents vigilance, perseverance, and justice. There are rules to the flag. Not that many people follow these rules anymore, but there are federal flag rules, regulations. If a flag can no longer be used or repaired, it must be destroyed in a respectful manner. And one of the manners they say is burning. They say that's the respectful way.
Yeah, but it's done in a whole ceremony. There's not
that. If you're ever the Cub Scouts or Boy Scouts, well, they make sure you understand that.
Mm-hmm. I wasn't a Boy Scout. I didn't understand on that. Also, according to federal flag laws and regulations, the flag should be displayed from sunrise to sunset, except during bad weather.
Is this the little girl I carried? Is this the little boy at play? Sunrise, sunset. Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you so much. From Fiddler on the Roof. Thank you.
I didn't know where that was going.
Golden oldie so there. Yeah. You can properly illuminate it while it's dark out. That's okay. You can do that. There are several places in the United States that have a presidential proclamation for display times, meaning they can display the flag 24 hours a day. So Fort McHenry, places like the U.S. Marine Corps Memorial in Arlington, Virginia, the White House, a couple of other places.
There are people who don't like when a flag is on a shirt or on a cap. They don't like that. It doesn't bother me.
I have a tie flag that I wear to court. I testify in court with it.
And you know what?
Really?
I like that because it says I'm a patriot, and I don't think it's disrespectful at all.
I don't either. So I learned this today. So of course, we all know that there was a flag planted on the moon, Neil Armstrong. That was 1969.
We didn't. You know that we didn't really go to the moon. Are you stupid? I'm kidding.
So they placed the flag, Neil Armstrong placed the flag on the moon as part of that Apollo 11 mission. But then, of course, there were five more Apollo moon landings in 12, 14, 15, 16, and 17. They all put flags on the surface of the moon. The first flag, they think, is gone.
Uh-oh.
And not somebody stole it, but they said that it's gone. If they have photos. I don't know how exactly they figured that. They looked at the shadows on them. I don't know. But the first one is gone. And according to Buzz Aldrin, he claims
Elon Musk took it.
That Elon Musk took it.
No. Put it in his Tesla. Put it in the Tesla that's floating around out in space. Right.
Buzz Aldrin says he saw it knocked over by the rocket blast as he and Armstrong left the moon 39 summers ago. Lying there in the lunar dust, unprotected from the sun's harsh ultraviolet rays, the flags, red and blue, would have bleached white in no time. So it's there. It's just not up. Like the other flags.
Wow. I can't tell you how many times I've said that. It's there. It's just not up.
Daily.
So the last thing I'll mention. So Betsy Ross, we all pretty much give her credit for creating the first American flag. But there's actually...
And there's always a butt in your face.
No, I don't know. But there's almost no evidence to support that claim. So it's true she did sew a lot of flags. However,
and there's always the however in life.
The fact that she created the first American flag is supported only by records from her own grandson in 1870, almost 100 years after the flag debuted.
So the grandson could have made that
he
up.
He could have made up the entire story. Maybe he did, maybe he didn't, but it's a lot of evidence there. So there you go. Happy Flag Day. Hope you celebrated. I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
Thank you, Bill. Bill Cleveland.
Bill
Cleveland, brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. All right, where to start? Iggy Azalea, whoever that is.
She's got a really nice butt.
But he's on the morning show here.
Huh?
He's on the morning show, right?
Oh, I think you're right.
Oh, I was talking about a different Iggy then. My bad.
She's a new mom. Well, first of all, I'm not really sure who she is. She's a rapper, I think.
Not a very good one, though.
And here's an example of fake news. It said she's a new mom, and then I went on to read she's not married. Wait a second. That's impossible. How can she be a mom if she's not married?
People that aren't married don't have kids.
Isn't that ridiculous, Limey?
What kind of a world is
this? Do they think we're stupid?
Get out of here.
I do want to say how much I appreciate the nice comments on the Facebook page when you post a comment about anything that we put up there. We appreciate that you're nice and kind, not hateful. We don't allow the hateful comments. They'll come down anyway.
Did you put up the video of my wallet yet?
No, I just took it today. Coming soon, video of Limey's disgusting wallet. the most abused, war-torn wallet you've ever seen. I'll post that tonight. I'll let you see that. All right, I don't think anybody, I won't be the only one when I say I never knew this product existed. I know that marijuana now, which used to be, the worst thing in the world, you'll go crazy, you'll go to jail. I know that it comes in various forms, gummies, and you can smoke it, and there's wax, and there's whatever, cookies, and brownies, and infused drinks. Did anybody else here know? And I found this out this weekend, couldn't believe what I was hearing from a guy who is in one of these investment groups.
Right.
There are THC marijuana suppositories.
Whoa.
I'm not kidding.
Why?
I don't know.
I mean, you can smoke it. You can eat it.
But I think it gets into your system like,
I believe it.
It does take a hit too. I mean, from what I've been told. But
rectally.
Is that like blowing smoke out of your ass?
That's a good one. That's pretty good.
Funny.
Except there's no smoke.
Well done.
Otherwise, it's still funny. It is fun.
Shotgun coming at you.
Now, I watched over the weekend the local news, and there was an alderman from, I don't remember the municipality in St. Louis, and I'm not sure what he was even talking about because I didn't see the whole story. I guess he was talking about a shooting, like a drive-by shooting. Okay. And here's exactly what he said. This is an alderman. He said, well, anybody could have been standing outside with they youngins.
They youngins?
Yeah, with they youngins. That's all I'm going to say. Hmm. And this guy is an alderman. That's all. Now, this is disturbing. We talked last week about how, and it's not a joke, and I thought it was fake news, but it's not. You can go on Amazon and order a T-shirt that says Blue Lives Murder. I think that is despicable and horrible, but we live in the United States of America where one of the things that goes along with freedom is freedom.
Well, they let people walk around in shopping malls and stuff with the F-bomb on their shirts and stuff like that.
True, but selling it bothers me. And I do believe Amazon reserves the right to not sell certain things, and I wish they wouldn't sell it. One of our listeners got on the chat line with Amazon and said, I find it disturbing that you sell or will sell, even if it's from another vendor, shirts that say Blue Lives Murder. And he said the response back was, deal with it.
Whoa.
See, I don't like that either.
Wow.
Now, they could have said, well, it disturbs me too, but this is America, and if that's what somebody chooses to wear, then so that. And I think it's true because I know who this listener is, and I don't think he made that up. I think somebody there probably did.
I did send to their PR department. I sent a request to have a representative from Amazon on the air with us to ask about that.
They wouldn't do it?
I haven't heard from them.
No, period. I don't think you will.
No.
I don't know if anybody watched any of the West Point cadet graduation ceremony. Did you see any of that?
I didn't know
that was happening.
Nothing more impressive than the dress blues or whatever dress uniform. Wow, did they look sharp. So this is one of the things when I talk about this COVID question mark, a pandemic. Yes, I do believe there is a COVID-19. There's a coronavirus. I'm not saying it doesn't exist. But then things happen that just are so contradictory. They don't make sense to me. They had 6 foot distancing between each of the cadets graduated. I believe 1,100 cadets graduated in this ceremony, and the president was there and he spoke. And then at the end of the ceremony, they stood up and they threw their caps in there. You know, then they all proceeded to hug each other. Doesn't that kind of defeat the whole distancing thing when in the end they all just having a big, massive bunch of hugging?
I was talking to Dan about when hockey resumes. I wonder if the players are going to hug after they score. Because that's a tradition in hockey.
I hope so.
I don't know that they will. I don't know that when and if baseball gets played, I don't know that they're going to allow them to even high-five each other when they hit a home run.
They said they weren't.
Well,
wow.
Okay, no comment. Okay.
But I don't think baseball's coming back. Anybody, they're so far apart.
Anybody though. Here had to go get your sticker for your license plate recently through this whole thing?
Yeah. Oh, no, thankfully not.
Well, I tried to, and when I pulled in the parking lot, which you can't go in, there was a line of people. I go to the guy at the door. He's the next one up. Mm-hmm. You actually have to, one by one, and then when your time comes, they text you, and then you can walk in, just you.
Wow.
And I said, how long, you're next. He said, yeah. I said, how long have you been here? He said, 2 hours.
Yep.
Whoa. Did you need a new license plate or a new sticker?
Sticker.
Well, you can do that online.
Well, thank you. I don't know why. I didn't think of that. I have done that before, but for some reason, I always just go in and just get it. I'm not this time. And I went one other place. I didn't even get out of the car. I looked up and saw the same thing, 2-3 hours worth of people just standing there. So, folks, do it online. That's what I'm going to try to do that tonight.
But you can also try and find, there's a 15-year-old kid, and he started this. He's got some of his other buddies, 15, 16-year-olds.
He'll wait for you.
Yes, they will stand in line and wait for you.
They steal stickers for you.
No, they'll stand in line and wait for you.
That's a great little business.
And then they'll text you, so it's like, hey, it's like for a nominal fee, like $20 or whatever, they'll charge you per hour. But so they've been doing pretty well at that.
Dead to Me is a series on Netflix. We just started the second season. There have been 2 seasons. It's good. Here's what's interesting. I've never seen this before. You know how on a TV show or a series, they'll put up in the corner of the screen TV, MA, language, nudity, sexual. On Dead to Me, it says language, smoking. They now
smoking.
have a warning that people in the show will be smoking.
Oh.
I've never seen that before.
Dead to Me is good. Is it a comedy
It's hard. It's hard to explain. It's not really a comedy, but there are some sort of comical moment. I think it's really good, and it will seem like a chick thing, but it's really not. And I can tell you without spoiling anything, because you learn this right away. Essentially, a woman's husband gets hit walking by a car, and the driver leaves the scene. So she's determined to find who it was that hit her husband. She goes to a grief counseling session where other people there are there because they've lost loved ones, and she becomes friends with a woman in the group, not knowing that's the woman who hit her husband. Oh yeah. And right then, I'm hooked. Wow. Yeah. So it just gets better. I used something this morning that I use almost every day, and I'm going to mention it as an example.
The toilet.
Toilet paper.
Ooh. Ooh.
Blow up on.
Ooh. Ooh, can I change my guess to toothpaste?
No.
I mean, use it. Bill's answer?
Use it. What?
Blow up towel.
William.
Oh, I use that every day.
I was going to guess potato suppository.
Oh, that's why he got the potato.
No. He got the peeler.
Now that was a little smoother.
That is not how you eat french
fries. I would
fries.
Never do that in the much an evening thing. I would do it in the night. This is one of those things that we use, and then we sort of forget it wasn't that long ago we didn't have them. And here it is, a Ziploc bag. Is there a greater invention than Ziploc bags?
Yeah, no, that's awesome.
And how long have we had them? Not that long.
Like 20 years.
Dan, did you have paper towels when you were a kid? We didn't have paper towels.
I don't think we
had paper towels. I don't know when.
Head of research can look and see
when paper towels came out.
68 for Ziploc bags.
Wow, that long ago.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, we didn't have them. We didn't have them until like 70s, I don't think. And paper towels, I just don't ever remember having paper towels. You had to use... It's like diapers. People have cloth diapers.
Brownie,
no,
the quicker picker-upper?
Yeah.
1907.
What? For paper towels?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
We must have been living...
31, they were used in restrooms only, and then in 31, the Scott Paper Company introduced them for kitchens.
Nice.
All right. Now, this is a story that makes me mad. I'll share it with you, and then we'll do the joke. This is true. It's not a joke. It's in Baltimore. Lady's son is a 5th grader and a Boy Scout working on becoming an Eagle Scout. He's a great student and a little patriot. And he was doing the virtual thing with a teacher.
Zoom class,
in the classroom. And the teacher behind him saw something that she thought shouldn't be there and had the police and child. He had his BB gun hanging on the wall. He's an expert marksman. He's gotten badges in the scouts for shooting and archery. It's right. A BB gun. He had the bow and arrow back there. And so the teacher alerts the police. The police come to the kid's house and scare the family to death.
Wow.
Because they think he's in some kind of danger.
Right.
It was honestly a BB gun and a bow and arrow. And they said the firearms, unsecured firearms in this child's home.
Come on.
Mind your own business, people. Now, if you saw what you could identify as a seriously dangerous, that's one thing.
But didn't you just ask the kid?
BB.
But a BB gun, you can tell, even from a distance, that it's a BB gun.
Not everybody. Not a teacher who doesn't know anything about guns wouldn't be able to tell. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
And I read the story, and they interviewed the mom. She said, scared us to death. I mean, they were here to search your what? And then they go in his room, he's on a pegboard, and he had all of his scout stuff, and he had his archery, and he's proud of him because he's a really good marksman with both. This is a joke that I heard in high school. That's how old it is. And it's still funny, and for whatever reason, I haven't told it for a while. Guy with his buddy, and they're playing golf. We'll just call them Fred and Ted. And so Fred tees off and just hits this horrible errant shot. It goes off in the middle of some weeds in the field. And his buddy tees off. Same thing. Another horrible shot in another direction. So Fred goes out looking for the ball. And he goes over to where it looked like it went. And there's just a beautiful patch of these gorgeous buttercups. Well, he takes his club and he's thrashing and hitting and trying to knock them down to see the ball. And this elderly woman just kind of appears out of nowhere, just a puff of smoke, and an old withered woman. He goes, who are you? She said, I am Mother Nature, and I do not like what you're doing to my buttercups. Do you have any idea what goes into making a beautiful buttercup? And you take that golf club and you thrash and you slash, you hit, you destroy my buttercups. Here's what's going to happen to you. From this moment on, you will never ever be able to eat butter. You will gag, you will vomit, you will break out in hives. No butter on your toast, no butter on your popcorn, no butter ever for the rest of your life. And she disappears. He finds the ball and he yells over to his buddy. He goes, hey, you find your ball? Where are you? He goes, I'm over here in some pussy willows. He says, don't hit that ball.
Going to check on traffic. Here's Tori Lyons.
This report is sponsored by the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation has been at the forefront of inflammatory bowel disease research and care for over 50 years. Learn more about research, education, and support at crohnscolitisfoundation.org. There's an accident eastbound Olive at New Ballast. They cleared the stall westbound 270 on the chain of Rocks Bridge. Also cleared an accident eastbound 270 at Lindbergh. Slow westbound 70 through 141. Westbound 44 backing up at Jefferson. And north and southbound I-255 are closed. Route 15 to I-64. Southbound 157 lines up at Route 15. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
Royal Banks of Missouri is all about convenience for you. Where else will you find extended drive-up hours until 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 2 p.m. on Saturday? You're busy, and now you have a bank with the flexibility your schedule needs. What was that about convenience? Sign up for Royal Banks of Missouri mobile banking system, and rates are down. Refinance your home mortgage. Finance that next vacation with a home equity line of credit, or take care of that new car loan, all with Royal Banks of Missouri. Check them out at royalbanksofmo.com.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. The housing market is really heating up and it's about to take off. Get pre-approved today with our 5-minute loan approval, only available at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, NMLS number 1326241.
Looking for the most unique grocery store in St. Louis? That's easy.
Star Specialty Grocer, located on Big Bend, one block north of Highway 40. This Richmond Heights treasure has been a part of the St. Louis community since 1979. Stars offers a wine selection second to none, with selections across price points, a unique selection of liquor, varieties of cheeses from around the world, fresh wild seafood flown in daily, and prime beef raised by local farmers. The employees pride themselves on product knowledge and customer service. They're open if you want to stop by or call them to place an order at 314-781-2345. That's 314-781-2345. You can browse beforehand, check out the staff's picks, and then put in your order online at starrs1.com. Remember, for the best in beef, seafood, liquor, and wine, visit Star Specialty Grocer on Big Bend. And be sure to tell them 590 sent you.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. Oh, when you're going to let me get sober.
Well,
that means
time to check in with the wine drinker in Dallas, Texas, Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn. It's another place you get to see on the Meet the Sponsors. You get to go inside the Smokehouse Market. Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market are the sponsors of Mike Evans. They're closed only on Monday. Only on Monday. Gift cards, a great idea. They're east of most of the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. And before Mike comes on here, I want to tell you something. I had dinner there Thursday night, and I haven't been there for a couple of months at least. And at the end, got time for dessert, and I asked for something that they weren't serving that night. So we settled for something else. Folks, when I tell you this, this is the most delicious dessert I have ever tasted in my life. You've heard of it, but you have never tasted it like this. Gooey butter cake.
Oh!
At Annie Gunn. I cannot even begin to tell you. I've had other gooey butter cake. No, not even close.
I love gooey butter cake.
Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. You need reservations for lunch or dinner at Annie Gunn's. From Dallas, Texas, here is Mike Evans.
Well, Dan, you think you love gooey butter cake?
Oh.
Wait till you taste this.
You know what gooey butter cake and sex have in common?
What?
Even the worst gooey butter cake I ever had, it's still pretty good.
Fantastic.
I've never had gooey butter cake.
Oh, well, if you're going to have it there. Where's this hee-haw?
I thought he got that.
And gooey butter cake, I believe, is a St. Louis thing.
Yeah, I think it is.
It is. Well, I've had it before, but I tasted that, and I almost lost my mind. It was beyond belief.
You have lost your mind.
I have.
We have. Dan had a stroke earlier in the show, and we decided to
That explains everything. How's it going down there, Mike?
Going good. I'm going to do something a little different. I want to start off with a little show business and a little personal comment. I can't believe how hypocritical Hollywood is.
I mean,
Weinsleeves raped women. Gays were discriminated against for years and years. Well, nobody, Hollywood didn't care. Now they're blocking Gone with the Wind.
Yeah.
I mean, hello. The movie proved slavery was wrong. The racist South lost the war. They burned down Atlanta. Hattie McDaniel won the first African-American Oscar for Gone with the Wind. Why would you block something like that?
Well, they've restated their position. They're now going to release it, but it's with there's a supplemental thing to explain.
It's like a warning at the beginning or something.
Yeah, how horrible! It's ridiculous.
Oh, okay.
It is ridiculous, and they canceled Cops and Live PD, as you know. And I got to thinking about it. I mean, you know what? Thousands of people lost their jobs because of that. For what? If you don't want to watch it, don't watch it. The ratings were fine. What the hell's going on?
Because there's certain
Now Amazon has canceled Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah.
Because of the Confederate flag. There's a small percentage of people, a bunch of lunatics, who want to tell everybody else what to do, and they don't want to see shows where it actually shows what cops really do most of the time.
You know what? The Dukes of Hazzard boys were always in trouble, constantly running from the police.
Yeah.
I mean, what is Hollywood thinking?
No, we'll never figure it out.
By the way, the Academy made a big announcement that they've moved the Oscars from February to April. Here's something, Hollywood. Nobody freaking cares.
That's right.
How about you stop your lifetime of discrimination?
No, I agree.
The last... Make the movies and shut the front door.
Yeah, the last few years, I just lost interest because I don't even know who some of these people are.
All they do is give political statements anyway.
That's right.
Ridiculous. TV news, please mark down these shows because you won't want to miss them, especially dads. This is one of the greatest documentaries I think I've ever seen, a celebration of fathers on Father's Day with interviews with celebrity dads and just regular dads as well. Great stories that will make you laugh and will make you cry, guarantee you and your dad, all you listeners will love it. This was the brainchild of Bryce Dallas Howard, whose father, of course, is Ronnie Howard.
Yeah, she is hot, okay.
It's on Friday, Apple TV, Apple Plus TV. It is fabulous. I really loved it. On Father's Day, HBO presents Perry Mason. No, not the court lawyer. This is set in 1930, Los Angeles. He's a detective who attacks the most gritty crimes of the day in Hollywood. Great series, Perry Mason, HBO, on Father's Day. On the other hand, coming this fall, Law and Order, Hate Crimes. Do we really need hate crimes right now?
No, we don't.
Hate frickin' crimes?
No.
Hollywood is so out of touch with the world, it is unbelievable.
So they take cops off and
put in hate crimes.
Put in hate crimes. Yeah. I love it. Odds and ends, hot scoop, Meghan has told husband Prince Harry she doesn't want to talk to or even appear with Prince William or his wife Kate or the Queen. It is a real family feud.
Oh, man. Wow.
Story is the tragic death of Hank Williams' junior daughter, who died in a one-car accident over the weekend, had nothing to do with drugs or alcohol. The early word I heard today was it had to do with her texting.
Ooh. There's a lesson. Yeah. There's a lesson for everybody.
Publicists say the best Hollywood mansion owned by a celebrity for the kitchen, the floor plan, security, privacy, the incredible infinity pool is owned by Ariana Grande. Nick Cannon, Jamie Foxx, and Pink have told the representatives to cancel all projects until 2021. They plan to travel on the road for Black Lives Matter. And the hits just keep on coming on Lea Michele. Over the weekend, more former Glee cast members and crew members telling stories, first about how she used to make racial comments all the time on set. She got mad at a crew member and slashed some tires. And the once rumored, again now comes out, she did actually poop in a cast member's wig.
Seconds.
Oh.
It's just not good. Hey, this is very important.
15
the Mayan calendar has been adjusted. The world comes to an end on Sunday.
All right.
Sunday, the world comes to an end.
All right. 5 seconds.
Mike Evan.
We got to get ready.
Well done.
Sunday.
Well,
I know these others have been wrong. They guessed before they were wrong. This could be it.
Nothing worse than a poopy wig.
I'll tell you. Or a Father's Day where we all die. That's bad. Thank a police officer, firefighter, every chance you get. Have a great Monday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Or you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on, leave!
Get out! Next!
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
Hi, dear.
All right, goodbye.
Bye, y'all.
Goodbye, St. Louis. Bye-bye.
590 The Fan, with your local talent covering your St. Louis team. KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
Fox Sports trending now.
Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred telling ESPN he's not confident there will be a 2020 baseball season. He adds that MLBPA's decision to end good faith negotiations and the need for an agreement with the union on health and safety protocols were really negative in terms of their efforts to get a deal done. Players all across Twitter saying that there was never good faith in the negotiations with Major League Baseball. The players' union saying as much as well. Adam Schefter reporting Kyle Shanahan given a 6-year contract with the San Francisco 49ers. The first 3 years replace his current 3 years left on his deal. It'll make him a top 5 paid coach in the NFL. The NFLPA telling agents that revenue would decline by $3 billion if stadiums are empty through the 2020 season. Of course, that'll affect the salary cap. I'm Ralph Irvin.